We have a very big snake pit at 5:30 where I will reveal to you my EPL team that I'm going to ride or die with until I'm
dead. Oh, you've already selected?
Yeah, this is not
okay,
like,
I thought we were going through the process together, but you've made a decision.
Because Sean already spoiled it, so.
Well, look, Sean's had a rough week. He had a tough moment at training camp. God, we never told that story.
That's a funny one.
It might be worth it. Okay, let's do the helpline.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, helpline. Plumbing, and more.
So we were sitting up at the Ojai Valley Inn Resort and Spa.
Oh.
It's really not. I mean, it is if you're staying at the spa or the resort. If you're just up there eating dinner or if you're there to play golf or whatever, it's not, you wouldn't think anything of it. But then you see the people walking around and you price out the place, because I've tried to do that for my family. And it's like, no. Because
you have a family, huh?
I know. I think that place books out like $1,000 a night or something like that. It's a big no. But it's really, really nice. But you would think that the accompanying round of golf would be, you know, on par with what a hotel of that stature would be. And it's just not. It's like $100 to play golf in the afternoon.
So Sean was playing golf with you?
No, he wasn't. This was your idea, and it was a great idea to finish off training camp by all having dinner up in Ojai. And for those who don't know, Ojai is about 13 miles up the coastline. I'm sorry, up
inland.
Inland from the coast. So you're on the ocean, and then you drive straight up into the foothills of the mountains up there. And there is the really strange town of Ojai.
Yeah, it goes from sketchy to bougie really fast.
Yes. Yeah, and I know it's big for shopping, you know, for ladies to go up there and shop.
They be shopping.
And for the little wineries that they have up there.
It feels like a summer camp town where you might have your summer camp.
But that main road drive up there?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a beater. Mm-hmm. Of a drive. Like, it's sketchy. Now, there are neighborhoods back there that are really nice, obviously, and Reese Witherspoon lived there. We saw her on the golf course one time.
Bob. Always.
Yeah.
She came out with a pitcher of lemonade.
Guys, whoever makes par gets to come to my house. So, we went up there and we sat outside. I posted a picture of this on X, Twitter. And the mountains are in the background. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the patio of the restaurant, it overlooks the putting green. And in the evening, the putting green turns into like the family zone. There's kids just running around, kicking the ball, playing catch, playing frisbee, swinging glow sticks around.
Just unacceptable use of a putting green, to be honest.
Are all those people happier than you?
Yes.
It's my new favorite game to play with Dave. Just to see how quickly he says yes. These little five-year-old kids running around going, my life is so great! And it's all like European people, I feel like. It's a very like...
Just because they're white doesn't mean they're European, Corby.
Spanish flair, if you will.
I didn't see that, but whatever.
Yeah, well, we've been going up there a long time, Dave. The first time we went up there, one of the very first times, we saw Steve Kerr.
We did.
Pre-Warrior Steve Kerr. Like, oh my God, Steve Kerr. So.
And didn't we see somebody from The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Oddly enough.
Which I don't know how many I can identify, but somebody did.
So it was a very famous place back in the 20s and 30s, the other 20s and 30s, 100 years ago, for the Hollywood royalty to go up there and get away from Hollywood. And the noted golfer, if you look up Jimmy DeMeritt, don't know how many majors Jimmy won, but he was a fairly sizable name. And I guess he became such a fixture up there that either he opened a restaurant or they name the restaurant after him. And it's Jimmy's Pub. And you can sit inside, and there you could stare at all the beautiful women that are all dressed up. Or you could sit outside. And we always opt to sit outside because, you know, you're up there in the mountains and stuff. So I was telling one of my stories with there was a big ending to the story.
Yeah, you were building up.
Right. And just as I'm about to give the big reveal to our table of seven or eight people, Sean, out of nowhere, interrupts the story to ask the question, God, I wonder how pregnant she is.
Like, did he ask how far along she is?
Yes. How far along is she? Like,
Which might be the gayest thing you could possibly say at a table of dudes.
No context whatsoever. We had not referenced this human being not at all. And just out of the blue, I'm getting ready to finish the story.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
God, how far along is she?
So there was a young couple
that were posing
for pictures on this putting green with the mountains in the background. And she was a little petite blonde girl with a gigantic baby bump.
Yeah.
If she turned around the other way, you wouldn't necessarily know she was pregnant. And she spins around. She has this giant belly. And it just freaked Sean out. And so, yeah, the ultimate non sequitur. I wonder how far along she is.
I wonder if it's her first.
Classic Sean.
She's glowing right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, all of that. God, what a hue she has.
What a human miracle.
So jealous of her. Wish I could carry a baby.
And it so stopped things down.
The human population is going to be saved by this.
One more wealthy child in the universe.
What do you think they're going to grow up to be?
It so stopped things down because we were doing all of this type of humor that I then, and it was very stepbrothers, you know, with Dale and the stories, and couldn't remember that. I just said, my story is over. You will never know the ending to it. That, because if I tell you the ending, then Sean wins. And I can't have Sean win.
Yeah, but it was so totally earnest. Like, he wasn't trying to be funny. He wanted to know more about this mother.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we never got to hear about the bonita fish.
No. No.
Or about Probst and cubes.
So, shout out, Sean.
Yeah.
And then, earlier today, because I had told Sean who my EPL team was. And this was a couple hours ago.
The story's been broken?
Well, I told him not thinking that he was going to say anything.
Classic Sean.
And we're in here before the show. And he goes, man, I'm so proud of you for your choice. And he says the team name. And Dave goes, wait, what?
Classic Sean.
So I was confused. I was like, did you already announced this somewhere else?
Yeah. No, I hadn't.
On your snake stack?
So Sean's ruined two major events.
For you.
For me in the last 3 days. It's all right, though, but I love the very sheepish whenever Dave, you were like, what are you just telling everybody now? I'm like, no, I didn't tell anyone. I just told Sean. And Sean goes, I'm sorry.
But seriously, how far along is she?
But yes, let's get back to her.
I was like, what an effing D. Way to spoil it.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
so anyway.
Good helpline.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Thank you for the P1 that asked for that story.
Yeah.
That they had no idea.
If we didn't tell that story now, we would have forgotten it altogether. So thank you to Sean. And you had an interesting write-up. Sean had a big night all around that night. Wasn't he driving like 14 miles an hour up the hill?
He was definitely not going to speed in his rental car. But I also was chill enough that I didn't say a word. I'm just like, you know what? When we get there when Sean decides we get there.
Yeah.
He was enjoying it.
Yeah.
He was enjoying his drive. Why should I act like every second matters?
When it doesn't.
Well,
it's our last night.
Well, but you also were the one that was like, are we going to get up there before sunset? What's going on?
And there's no question I was right about that. You guys are just starting beers as the sun is setting, and the whole point is to go up there and show these boys the mountains.
We were at our hotel, at the hotel bar, meeting for one last hoist at the bar, saying goodbye to Oxnard and Ventura.
Right, and you said, let's meet at
6:30.
But you said at 6, I'm going down to the bar now.
Yeah.
Which, that's a sign that anybody who wants to, quote, pregame,
yeah,
should pregame between now
and 6:30.
And leave time. I get down there at 6:30. I sit down. I try to patiently wait, and which I did. And then people start ordering another one.
Well, the problem was,
that was the trigger.
It was killer.
Killer orders another round at 6:35.
And Killer's beer was like really large, like a tall boy or something.
No,
Bob.
No, they sell.
Lost it.
They have beer up there. Let's go. Let's not wait till it's pitch black to show you guys the silhouettes of what were mountains during the day.
Not as gay as Sean, but we got to get up there for sunset.
It's going to be so beautiful. You won't believe it.
Yeah.
And then the s'mores.
He was so disappointed we didn't get the little children's s'more pack.
Does everybody agree, though?
You wanted to kick the kids out.
Does everybody agree that pregame should be pre the game?
And it was.
No.
Killer ruined things.
Okay, well then let me call him out on it.
Yeah, but you were...
We got to have a locker room culture where we can have accountability.
But then he was all scared of you the rest of the night.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. And then you're ordering kids to leave the fire pit so Uncle Bob can get his s'more.
Yeah, scare them away so they leave their marshmallows and graham crackers behind.
Take them. Put them in the fire. All right, let us come back, and let's take a peek at football?
No.
Hockey?
Let's wait till Corby can find the run sheet.
Mavericks?
No.
Still wrong.
Were you at the meeting?
I was, but I forgot the first segment.
We're not going to help you anymore.
Baseball?
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes to learn about it.